Thursday. Time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing on this beautiful Thursday morning? Oh, my gosh, it's so nice outside.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It really, really is a beautiful morning for sure. Lake looks great. We again, it's not raining. It's Thursday, and it's not raining.
Hey, I think that's we're on a streak now.
Telling you, man. Telling you. The lake, lake level, it's coming down, and, a lot of the debris that was on the lake has kind of found its way to the shore. Still need to use caution if you're going to be out there. And, of course, it's a big three-day weekend on the lake, and tonight, I believe, they're going to blow the sky up.
Yeah, tonight the fireworks are out on the lake at between the bridges sometime after dark. I'm going to say 9:30-ish, and there it happens. And Diane and I might even get out there and take a look at them. It's a good show, and it's fun to get out there and hang out with if you can go with a couple of friends and that. And, yeah, it's a good deal.
I'm going to hook my boat up, grab a mermaid, put her out on the front of the deck, and we'll just – drift out there in the middle of the lake and watch the fireworks, and we'll take out about 4 a.m.
There you go. It'd be beautiful.
I'll have Cheetos and wine, and there'll be fireworks. How romantic is that?
That's beautiful. You could float in the water a little bit. The water temperature is awesome. It's like in the high 80s, and you can get out there with the mermaid, and you guys can swim around and float and drink your wine and have a couple of Cheetos.
Oh, man, she might eat me if we get in the water, that could be scary. Hey, but, the fishing report that we've got, the stripers, the hybrids, the white bass, largemouth, smallmouth, crappie, it's all kind of just hit and miss a little bit, isn't it?
It is. I've got talked to some guys and they've done very well, and then I've talked to some guys say, "Where are the fish at?"
Yeah.
And you've been there. You could be in the boat using the same tackle, one fish on one side and catching fish, and one fish on the other side and not catching a darn thing. And that's just how it goes. That's fishing.
Yeah, that's fishing. And early morning though, I it's kind of my favorite, or night, and it's a little cooler out, but there's I've been seeing some pictures, some pretty nice stripers. I'm sure people are probably, they're down, 30 feet?
Yeah, 25, 30 feet on them. In the mornings, we got some surfacing. I've had a lot of guys have some good action, especially with the bass. On top water in the morning, been really good with some maybe a redfin or maybe a spook or something like that, whopper plopper. That's been really good in the morning. And then I'm going to say about 11 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, some guys say it's shutting off, then I've had other guys say they've done very well. They went and put an A-rig on and went trolling and caught white bass and even hooked a couple of Kentuckys in with that. So you never know. You never know. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and up in the mouths of the creeks and stuff, and some of those cuts in there, had a guy come in and tell me he was using a crankbait. Huh. And it was having good luck, so it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's and of course, what about the guys jug fishing?
Jug fishing, catfish starting to turn on and pick up. So, and I'll find out this morning. Guy went out, was going to try some shrimp, which usually works pretty good. So we'll see how he did last night and that. But it's been pretty decent, jugging or maybe a trout line. Usually this time of year it's really good,
and the crappie, they've kind of worked a little bit back into deeper water too, haven't they?
Yeah, I wouldn't say too deep, but 15 to 20 feet in that range, and a lot of guys have been having good luck with live bait. So And not any limits, but some nice size fish, some, you know, 13, 14 inch crappie. But they've been catching 6-8 of them. That's a nice haul every day.
You got
to look for them, and they're not always biting. When you can go to the same spot, and they're biting, and you go there the next day, and they're not biting, or 3 hours later, and they're not biting. So you just got to, just like we always do when we fish, we got to stay on top of it and just be repetitive with it and get after it.
Yeah, and those red ear brim, too, they're coming on.
Oh, that is some of the best fishing right there, and it is a lot of fun.
Good eating too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can use red worms, you can use crickets. They're just a blast to catch. You use some ultralight, and yeah, it's fun.
And it's a big weekend. There's going to be a lot of traffic on the lake. Be courteous at the ramp, and you know, while you're even out there on the water. Now, for folks, Gary, that would like to know a little bit more about Lake North Fork, or maybe just a little weekend getaway to Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they could always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, a great way to leave us a message on there, drop a line, take a look at some of the pictures, some of the fish that were caught through the week. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I like it when people just stop in and say hi, and we'll talk about fishing or have a cold one or, talk about mermaids. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll see you real soon.
All right, have a safe fourth.
All right, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report.